Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Obamacare Day, Eugenics Day, New World Order Day, shut down the Americans trying to blummy day. As some good Republicans in the House try to block this destructive device from being fully detonated, the Senate has voted down the Republican funding, the House funding of the government, and the kleptocratic Decepticon press has gone into characteristic overdrive to lot of the public and claim that it is libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, and anti-socialists who have derailed the federal government. But I would just keep thinking, think of all the horrible things the federal government does, the biggest, most in-debt government in history, one of the most corrupt governments undoubtedly in history, run by foreign special interest. Why not have it shut down? Oh, but I'm sorry, all the bad parts. The thousands of armored vehicles being delivered every month to different cities, the training, the police, the founding fathers are the enemy, and that gun owners are the enemy. The FDA approving GMOs without even looking at them and not letting you know if there's GMO in your food, blocking that. The FDA run by Monsanto, the federal court over GMO in St. Louis run by Monsanto. I thought we'd open the phones up to ask listeners specifically how you're liking Obamacare, because just in the 3 years since it got passed, there's been a more than doubling on average for people's premiums. We had Geraldo Rivera on yesterday. The article's up on Infowars.com. Geraldo Rivera, who's a pretty big liberal, says Obamacare doubled his health insurance cost in the last 3 years for him and his six employees that work directly for Geraldo Rivera. So there you go. I'd like to specifically open the phones up in the next segment, and we don't screen your calls except when I ask for you to talk on a subject, then we'd like you to call in on that subject. Most of the time, it's just free-for-all, as you know. I specifically want to get your take on, has your insurance gone up or down? Did you get laid off from 40 hours to 29 hours? Some estimates are 15 million, some are 25 million that have already been laid off. The point is, or had their hours cut back. And of course, that actually makes unemployment go down, because they count when you get two or three jobs as those being new jobs in the economy, and then average that into the population, the working population at what's 160 million or something out of 315 million. The point is that this is designed to implode the economy. So I want to get your take on, A, are you liking Obamacare? Because if you enjoy all the shutdown of the economy so far, just as it approached, now that it's actually arrived, do you like it? I know everybody I talk to absolutely hates it. And then I want to get your take on, what are the most horrible things the federal government does that, of course, they're not defunding? Ron Paul's site put out an article that we posted yesterday going over all of the police state measures that are continuing to roll out very, very fast against the American people. And then, of course, we have the really big news, how the internationalists, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, the Communist Chinese are all lecturing us right now on the fact that we are basically, you know, not allowed as a country to say that we don't want Obamacare and that we're going to shut it down. The idea is that by doing that, we're somehow violating all these international agreements. So it shows how more and more, like a third world nation, we're controlled by outside interest. And this is how globalism gets rid of national sovereignty, is by getting countries into debt and having them sign on to this. So this is the conquering of America. And the shutdown of Obamacare is a last-ditch effort to try to save the country. This is really a historical time we're seeing right now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, Obamacare has arrived. Here we are, October 1st, 2013. It's globalist Cloward and Piven trick-or-treat as they attempt to shut down the free market and the individually controlled economy to move it into the centralized global mafia hands. We're going to open the phones up on this Tuesday edition specifically for callers. And we don't screen your calls, folks, but when I want you to call in on a subject, please stick to that subject or I'm just going to hang up on you. And I don't mean to be rude about that, but people take advantage of the fact that we don't screen calls. And then when I open the phones up specifically on a topic every few weeks when I want to discuss something and get your take on it, a lot of people do not respect that. And so, again, we don't screen your calls except when I put out the call for a specific issue or a specific group of issues that I really want to get your take on. Just in the lead up to Obamacare being put into place with its passage 3 years ago, we've seen more than a doubling on average of premiums. And Geraldo Rivera was on yesterday. The article's up on Infowars.com with the video and audio. And he said that, look, he was pretty much a supporter of it early on. But now for he and his six employees that work under him, it's doubled. I think the quote was more than doubled. The so-called Affordable Care Act. Now, I saw people in the article on Infowars.com commenting with their talking points that that's because the insurance companies use it as an excuse and we're too stupid to know that. No, I'm sorry. You're too stupid or too gullible. The insurance companies wrote Obamacare to get around laws that didn't allow them to gouge people and that allowed competition. And it got around state laws on insurance and things that didn't let them gouge people. So it blew all those away. And that's why you're going to see prices go up, amongst other things. Now, Don Salazar did an article on Friday from the New York Stock Exchange own graphs and the statements of the Big Ten insurance companies in the United States. Most of them are foreign-owned globalist operations. Just want to point that out, that have conquered us. That they, on average, have doubled, just like the price has doubled. Their stock has doubled. So this is the reality. Now, I've already gone over a lot of that, but I want to get your take on how are you liking it? How are you liking between 15 and 25 million, the numbers vary, but it's happening right now, being laid off from 40 hours or more down to 29 hours or less. I walked into Barton Springs about a month ago, and before I'd gotten the 200 yards down to where I wanted to jump in, I had two different lifeguards walk over, including a senior one, and go, man, I warned everybody here. They're all big Obama supporters. They have taken, because it's open year-round, they've taken the more than 100 lifeguards, because it's a huge, giant, people haven't seen it. It's, 400 yards long, you name it, big natural spring. Thousands of people go to it a day during the summer. The point is, they cut everybody, including managers, to 20 hours, just to be safe, they said, not 29. So, again, it was written to lower the wages of America and impoverish us, and most people will just give up. Most people that work there, by the way, are middle-aged now and have college degrees. Oh, I'm a scientist. Oh, I'm an engineer. Yeah, I work here for $10 an hour. Well, now you're going to get your hours cut from 40 to 20. Hope you enjoy it. And it's everyone I know, whether they bag groceries or whether they work for the city, you name it, they're being fired as regular employees, large numbers of them, and then rehired as temporary employees or part-time. And it was designed to impoverish you, just like open borders is designed to impoverish you, just like everything out there is the globalist to wage war against labor. And, of course, the labor unions are now lining up against Obamacare as they get the news that it's a major screw job. But it won't matter. Your leadership is controlled. You'll go down with the ship, just like Detroit. You will do what you're told. Because it's Obama. I mean, you've got to stick another Obama sticker on your car. There's the headline, London Guardian, U.S. employers slashing worker hours to avoid Obamacare insurance mandate. Of course, they'll just pass laws later, making employers not just have minimum wage, but hire you as full-time. But then all the big companies are going to get waivers. And then, of course, all the small companies, they're just going to get rid of people entirely. What's better than having your hours cut from 40 to 20, being fired? And that's the plan, because then you'll go on a third of what you were being paid on unemployment, and then that won't get food, so you'll go on food stamps. 24 million were on food stamps when Obama came into office 5.5 years ago. Last time I checked, it's 49 million on full-time food stamps, with 101 million as of last month on some form of food assistance. 101 million, land of the free, home of the brave. And you get the socialists calling in, the social workers and people laughing, going, we are socialists, we are taking over, and you're just a racist and you're going to fail. I'm a racist because I want you to do well and have a future. And I know free market creates the most wealth in every case in history. What we've got is not a free market. It's a big, corrupt, rigged, crony capitalist inside monopoly system. And it's going to get worse very, 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 very quickly. Because it's a plan. It's been done in hundreds of other countries. Hundreds. The IMF World Bank plans have been public since 2002, leaked. It's on record what they do. This is military. You think Hitler, when he was rolling into the capital of Poland and bombing it, cared that hundreds of thousands were dying? Do you think the globalists, when they took over Iraq, cared that over a million Iraqis died? No, that was the plan. Depopulation. They are psychopaths that see you as dog meat. And when they're done with you as veterans, you're the number one enemy. And the minute you figure this out, the minute you understand we're facing crimes against humanity, posing as liberals with lisping NPR voices, I'm telling you, if tanks in World War II would have just broadcast, hi, I'm here to help you, oh, loving, liberal, liberal, if Hitler's tanks would have been pink, he would have won. If he had people in pink uniforms going, I'm your friend, but firing as they attack, people would have actually laid down and been killed. I'm not kidding. It's easy to fight somebody wearing skull insignias and black uniforms saying we're going to kill everybody, no quarter, because then you know you got to fight. But it's the creeping death that's so hard to beat. All lisping, dipped in patchouli oil, scampering around on their sandals, telling you about peace and love. By the way, all the real peace-loving folks I know are anti-New World Order, anti-establishment, basically neo-gypsies minus the stealing, and are out of the system, off the grid, and know what's going on. Those are real hippies, and they're all awake and know what's going on. But the establishment, yuppie-oid, yippie, hippie, whatever you want to call them, are authoritarian cult members, and they know what they're doing. Now, that said, I want your calls on Obamacare and how it's affecting you, but I also want to get your take looking at this to tell us, are you concerned that there's the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, the communist Chinese in the news dictating that we better not have a government shutdown, that even though the Democrats just voted for it in the Senate twice today and the shutdown's now on, and then blaming national sovereignty? And you've got neocons at Forbes saying you got to go to China to get permission. This is how they conquer third world countries. This is how third world countries. South Africa has been told by the IMF today, you will raise taxes and you will cut benefits and you will pay us more money and back up our derivatives and pay us an international tax to the IMF and World Bank, or we'll down your rating and shut your economy down. They hold you hostage with the giant debts. They have maneuvered us into this position. And now we're here. So I want to get your take on that. And thirdly, and probably most importantly, really, you know all the really evil parts of the government are not being shut down. You know the police state areas are not being shut down. Look at this article put out by the Ron Paul Institute by John Whitehead, who I'm going to get on as a guest, up on Infowars.com. We're going to be covering this on the nightly news tonight, an hour and a half special live transmission with all the latest developments, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be hosting it with a roundtable discussion. So if you're not an InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to support the front lines of real journalism, the rebirth of journalism, the resurgence journalism. The Rediscovery of Journalism. It's up on Infowars.com, a roundup of the police state programs not affected by government shutdown. Yeah, the GMO being forced into the food, the FDA approving anything that Monsanto comes out with, the not letting you label things so that you know what's in it. That, my friends, is not being shut down. Here, let's go over. NSA domestic programs. The $10.8 billion new NSA center is still going to open this week in Loving, Utah. NSA domestic programs, that's still going. Global spying, that's still going. Content with $500 million in the whole police state international grid being funded a year. Roving TSA searches are expanding all over the highways and roads. Viper strikes. Now, random federal checkpoints everywhere for you and your family are expanding. USA Patriot Act, secret arrest, NDAA, torturing, federalization of police, militarization of police, thousands of giant armored vehicles being delivered a month to every department for war of the American people. SWAT team raids, up from 50,000 just a decade ago to 80,000 raids a year. Now they're having SWAT raids at checkpoints on highways. Yeah, they're walking all over us. Domestic drones, schoolhouse to jailhouse, jail training in the schools, overcriminalization, the fake drug war, privatized pensions, endless wars, funding Al-Qaeda. Oh, the funding of Al-Qaeda, that's going to continue. They're not shutting anything down. They're just going to shut some chicken feed down to you so you'll go begging. Yeah, they're walking on us. It's fun. We're captured. We wake up to it. We can turn it around. We're back live, my friends, and I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now. But of the three prongs, Obamacare will hammer the general public. It will shut the economy down and centralize it towards state-run with select private interest benefiting, picking winners and losers. But most importantly, it brings us under internationalism. And just like Brazil or South Africa are currently being told, you'll pay off tens of billions of debts that are loan-sharking rates that you already paid off many times over, or we'll shut you down. We'll have embargoes. We'll send in special forces to assassinate your leaders. That's what the globalists do. It's not America or England or Germany or France doing this. It is the big financial interests that run our governments. And they don't want a power plant in your city owned by your city or owned by a smaller corporation. They write the regulations to shut that down and exempt themselves. They are a mafia, and they will destroy prosperity. And their religion is social Darwinistic Malthusian neo-eugenics under a planetary system of controlled markets and mercantilism. And I stand in resistance to neo-feudalistic serfdom. And those aren't big fancy words I'm using. These are words used on record by them to describe their worldwide technocracy. It is meant to bring in a new dark age where only they have the benefits of the advanced technologies, life extension, you name it, and you have nothing but ignorance and bondage. The only tech you're going to be allowed to have is surveillance systems that microwave you and your family. This is the ruthlessness of the globalists waging war on humanity. They are the enemy of progress. They don't even intend to let us have an off-world space program. They say humans will never go. The elite will merge with machines, and then if they choose, they will go into space. This is Ray Kurzweil. This is Ted Turner. This is all of them. The decisions have been made in council. The human space program is over. We're over. They're playing God. If I was an alien species that was advanced and could somehow send in nanobots to program people's brains, I would send in drones, micro drones, take over the leadership and do exactly what they're doing now. Let's say if I was a synthetic silicon-based life form, and I'm saying this hypothetically, I don't mean this, but it's a good analogy to understand. If I was the alien mainframe that invaded in the excellent sci-fi dystopic film that came out this year, Oblivion, I wouldn't come in with a big orbiting attack ship to then destroy the moon and destabilize the planet and kill everybody. I would come in with a salvo of nanotech, basically silicone body snatcher spores, and I would go in and program the ruling class to build, with reverse engineered technology, a control grid that the establishment's building right now. I mean, when you look at this thing, it looks alien, like an alien takeover plan. When you look at what they're rolling out, how organized it is, how bad it is, it's that bad. And the reason I use that analogy, that parable, that allegory, is because it might as well be that. And I keep saying that because that's how it hits me. It's like an alien attack by a guild of psychopaths who say they're another species, who say they don't like humans, who say they're going to become God, merge with machines, wipe all us out, step on us like a bug. These are all the quotes by the transhumanist. At first, they're going to put us in ghettos if we don't accept it, but they're incrementally bringing in and testing it in a Pavlovian way where you basically can't say no to it because you want to compete in the system, even against it. You are adapting to it, but in a bad way, and accepting the Borg simulation, assimilation. And then the globalists put out papers, we've read them on air, saying, see how smart we are? See, why don't you join us? It's your only hope. And then I look at the stuff they're doing to the Earth and how the genetic engineering is wrecking everything because they're doing it in a out-of-control, irresponsible way. And I study them, and they're really, they go to orgy balls and dress up in devil outfits and have orgies, and it's all about how willful they are and how they can gut up and do it. They're all about their self, and they're willing to put out GMO. They're willing to blow the planet up in the process of taking control. At least they're willing. That's a quote I just gave you. It's an endgame by one of the top globalists. In fact, they say once they merge the machines and become God, they may just blow up the universe because that's willing. That's the next level to show their will. I mean, these are crazy people, and they want to run your health care. And I just took you to the bottom of the rabbit hole, basically. I mean, that's who these people are. They are a virus. They are liquid cancer. They are death. I'll give the number out when we come back. Go to your phone calls.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give out the toll-free number now. Your take on Obamacare, how are you liking, and how are you liking the government websites where you're supposedly going to be able to share and find out about all the different insurance companies you're allowed to use. Notice those don't work. Notice the layoffs are happening everywhere as the economy goes into cardiac arrest. Everything is going according to their plan quite nicely. They will wreck us and make us poor as a tool of control if they have their way with their scientific economic takeover, the science of wicked government, the science of authoritarianism, the science of neo-feudalism, selectively enforced by a UN above the law, diplomatic immune corporate cabal worldwide who believe they're going to become God, merging with the machines. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's what they believe. The New York Times made fun of Endgame. So is Time Magazine and Newsweek, a film I made in 2006 where I show their quotes, how they're going to set up a world government, forcibly reduce our population. They're going to merge with machines and become God. You notice last week the head of Google came out and said, we're going to make you live forever. We're going to be the mind of God, master plan, world government. Join us, basically, and you can be part of it. You're not going to be part of it. And I'm not saying it can be attained either, by the way. I'm pointing out that that's what these people believe that they can do. And, of course, the media then makes fun of me and says, I'm saying they're going to do this like it's fantastical, and I just pulled it out of a old boot or something on the side of the highway. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're doing. And they, to control technology, they've got to control healthcare. They already control all the other disruptive technologies. That is anything that they don't control that allows you to be free or independent. So now they're coming in to take over what they really are obsessed with, life extension. Every time there's a globalist secret confab that leaks out in the news at Rockefeller University or at one of the palaces in England, you notice that what's leaked is the world elite were discussing life extension and healthcare, because they're not going to give you access to stuff that can already increase life 20, 30, 40 years on record if you start the treatments now. And if you can live another 30, 40 years, well, then you're going to be able to live another 100 years. And then if you can live another 100 years, you can live another 1,000. That's how they're thinking. And so they are capturing the future. They are owning the future, as Obama says in his slogan. They are moving for their goal to capture the technology for themselves, have you build it, develop it, pay for it, and then you get no access to it. You're going to get petty status and uniforms to strut around and henpeck each other as we are put in the giant slums and the elite live in their armored green zones. You're saying, wow, that sounds like a movie I've seen. Yeah, Hunger Games. Again, totally in your face, the type of world they're planning to set up. Calorie cards, restricting everything. That's the plan. I put in films in 2001, Endgame, in 2006, but also in Road to Tyranny. 2001, I made it. 2002, or at least in February, where I said they're going to have us living basically in loincloths as feudalistic serfs while they live in high-tech command centers. Because that's what they say in their books. I'm on record saying everything that's in Hunger Games before it came out in Hunger Games. People send me emails. I see comments. I see them coming in on the website going, oh, you got all this from Hunger Games. No, folks, they're throwing in your face what they're building. They're giving you the revelation of the method. In the 70s, the Pentagon called the drone computer satellite control GPS grid Skynet. In the 70s, they were already calling it, in internal documents, the global web. And then it became World Wide Web, www. The web of the NSA control grid, the web to make everything cashless, the web to track everything you do and make it to where you can't operate without it, to make you begin merging with the machines. This is their words, not mine. This is the total grid. This is the plan. This is the program. This is not my opinion. This is what Obamacare is. Everybody's talking about Obamacare and how the exchanges didn't work and how the big guys are exempt and how it's doubling the cost and how it's a horrible deal and how blah, blah, blah. That's all a side issue to what it overall is meant to do, so that the average sheeple understand why this is being done to them. Toll-free number to join us on Obamacare, 800-259-9231. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. And we are going to have Stuart Rhodes coming on for about 45 minutes with some big breaking news, the head of Oath Keepers, in the next hour. And then Max Kaiser will be on the last 40 minutes of that third hour to break down the economy and what's happening worldwide here today. But we'll have calls throughout the next 2.5 hours. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And then, of course, there's this giant issue that's going on in the background. The real government, the checkpoints, the government forcing GMO into the school lunch program, not letting you know if it's got GMO in it, blocking labeling. I want to hear from you about all the horrible things that are still running. See, all the nasty stuff, all the real stuff, all the essential stuff, it's going to keep running, for your safety, of course, in the background, while the chicken feed, the national parks, the things like that, that's going to start breaking down. And then, oh, heaven forbid, the welfare checks might not come. And then you'll have over 100 million people burn down the country. Oh, but don't worry, the tanks, the armored vehicles, they're already all in place to save us. So they use the rioting, if it goes to that, probably won't this time, but we will go totally defunct. It's designed to do that. The IMF, that's their favorite thing. They could have 2 years of rioting and discord, which totally destroys the country, and then they come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's called the IMF riot in the documents that were leaked in 2002. It's all planned out. All planned out. 800-259-9231. But, yep, the LA Times is, you know, they're telling people, leave Yosemite. There's not going to be any guards there. Oh, there'll be guards there to tell you you can't use it. I mean, it sounds like heaven to not have armed park rangers coming up, getting in your face, telling you that, you know, socialism is the answer. Sounds like a heavenly thing to go to the national parks and literally not have them spying on you and following you around and doing everything they do. But here are some of the articles. Obamacare exchanges start up as government shuts down. Oh, but the AP spoke too soon. Surprise, surprise, Sergeant. Obama health insurance exchange websites don't work. Healthcare.gov, a total mess. As planned, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, President Obama, expect months of glitches. Yes, it was glitches when they shut off the farmers and the co-ops and the systems that worked in Ukraine and Poland for many years. And then everything broke down except for the central party systems. Yes, it's a glitch. It's a glitch when the IMF and World Bank shut down Greece and Spain and they get double-digit increases in unemployment and the economy totally implodes and the IMF and World Bank comes in and totally takes over. Oh, it's a glitch. Oh, it's a glitch. It's a glitch when a drug dealer comes up to 11-year-olds and gives them hard drugs to get them addicted and then comes back a week later and says, get the money out of your mom's purse. I'll never forget when I was about 13 years old, I was already somewhat streetwise, and I was trying to date this girl that was about 16, then I'll go to your calls. I actually did successfully date her. She lived down the street in the neighborhood, and then she was kind of wild, but very beautiful, and I learned she was on drugs. She was 16, I was 13, and then her boyfriend came around. It was like 20 years old, drug dealer, you know, driving the sports car. And he didn't have a problem with the fact that I was starting to date her. Because the truth is he had like 20 young women out there robbing mama's purse and doing whatever to buy drugs from him. It wasn't his girlfriend. He got me in the car and he said, here's some cocaine. One of the few times I've tried cocaine, I've told the story or told part of it. And I went and tried it. I was like, this is horrible. Who would ever do something like this? And then a week later, he came by and he said, yeah, you know, why don't you, you know, take the money out of your mom's purse or sell whatever, you know, rings or whatever they've got, and we'll go buy some drugs. And I said, man, I said, you're just doing this to everybody, aren't you? You're a scam artist. And the guy totally turned into a demon, and he said, ah, whatever, scumbag. Don't let me see you with my girlfriend, and slammed the door. But see, at 13, I was dumb enough to want to experiment and try something, but smart enough to then figure it out and never do it again. I did it one more time later. People said, oh, you had a bad experience. You'll like it this time. But the point is that that's what this whole culture, that's what this whole system is. It's not an accident when they go and give school kids drugs to get them on drugs. I've actually had it happen to me. And it's not an accident when these loan sharks come and loan us our own money, fiat, and then maneuver it so it goes bankrupt. It's not an accident. Obamacare's not an accident. It's all on purpose. And the moment everybody figures this out is the moment we start becoming free again. The moment we become streetwise and stop being schmucks, idiots, fools. Stop letting people muscle in on us. I'd rather lose everything I've got than let government or private individuals muscle in on me. And when you've got that attitude, they move on to somebody that's easier. And so many people who are highly intelligent think it's their right to manipulate people who are gullible. Even if you're as intelligent as they are but don't have an evil streak, a mean streak, they will feed on you because they feel like they disrespect you because you won't stand up for yourself. That's how this works. It's time for good people to not be sheep but not be wolves, to be sheepdogs. You know the analogy. Here's some more headlines. Obamacare site goes live with some glitches. That's the Washington Post whitewash. Obama on the GOP. I shouldn't have to offer anything. That's right. He's God. Even though the bill is totally unpopular, can't be implemented, it doesn't even work because so many special interests got in there to get a piece of it. See, finally, in a piratical, pirate-run system, things get so corrupt, everything implodes. Because no one can say no to anybody. And now that's what it's gotten to. But they like that because it'll only implode things more. Obama administration, lawmaker staff can get an abortion coverage. Isn't that sweet? Continuing here with the news, we've got Bob Woodward coming out saying, if this doesn't get fixed, it's on Obama's head because he's clearly sitting back, letting the whole thing crumble for political points. So it's strange to see an establishment person like Woodward come out and tell the truth. Yeah, here it is in the Washington Free Beacon. Woodward, if shutdown or debt ceiling causes economic crisis, it's on the president's head. He's got to lead. He's got to talk. And the absence of discussion here is baffling. And now they're in the news saying the U.S. is going to lose its credit rating. Oh, we're the dollar's dropping. Oh, the stock market's in trouble. Just go along with Obamacare or they'll implode everything. And if the yuppies see their stock portfolio lose 20%, they'll call the Republicans and they'll say, better do what you're told and do Obamacare. And then they'll hold us hostage again and again and again until we live in rack and ruin, until we're totally bankrupted. Let's talk to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. What's your take on this whole situation?
Yes, Alex. Well, I was just thinking where we are right now is in Egypt, and just look at Obama as the Pharaoh, and they're just rubbing it in our faces day after day, and now this Obamacare is the final straw getting into our health care and everything about us, you know, because they're trying to be God.
Continue.
Okay. Now, what happens is I'm trying to wake people up to this fact, but a lot of people just don't seem to get it. We need a name and a number in order to buy and sell. No one can work in the United States without saying they're a U.S. citizen or some citizens from other U.N. country controlled by the devil, and they can't work unless they have a number, a Social Security number, or in the U.K., it's an NIN, National...
That's right. It's opting into the control grid with the numbers and the internet that brings you under its control, that literally dials into your mind off of where you're going and what you're doing to add it to the rest of the giant global map the Pentagon and Google admittedly have to track the whole world in real time as a giant three-dimensional, four-dimensional search engine.
16 through 18 tells me, my God tells me, not to buy and sell if someone makes me use a name and a number. So I'm opting out of the system everywhere.
A lot of people are doing that, and for a while that will work and that will hold the system back, but they're already gearing up saying it's basically terrorism to try to live out on a piece of property, even if you want to come in and pay with cash for your property taxes that turn you into a serf. They'll have to send a SWAT team out to make sure you're not a terrorist, and then, of course, you'll have to be taken in for questioning under Homeland. All over the country, they're saying you're not allowed to have gardens now because you might grow something illegal. We're all criminals. The government is God. I appreciate your call. It's very, very sad. It's total bondage coming in. But it doesn't matter. The average man just sticks a football sticker on their car and talks about how manly that is. And that's all that matters. As long as they have football, they don't care if their kids die of cancer from all the GMO and the shots. They just want that manliness. Pamela in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I have a little one in the background, so hopefully it won't be too loud. But I was calling because of Obamacare, and my heart is very sickened over this. I've known so many people that have lost their jobs because of Obamacare. I know at least four restaurants that I used to go to, they've closed. A local hardware store has closed. A local haircutting place is closed. So it's a very bad thing for America. It's killing the middle class, and that's what it was intended to do.
Hey, but it's okay for the big restaurant chains. They've all got exemptions, and they already only have part-time employees. They wrote the bill. They all got in a big consortium and said, let's write the biggest screw job ever, and they did. And all the gullible sheep will love it.
I'm also going to be going to Yosemite soon, so I can call you back and let you know how it was when I was there.
Oh, great. Yeah, it'd probably be wonderful without all the Enviro-Nazis messing with you.
I also wanted to point out something that even if we can't do this now during this current Congress, Obama is not a natural-born citizen.
No, he came from Krypton, as he said.
No, it's because his father was a foreigner.
And actually, that's the cover from the incredibly dastardly truth that his dad was a famous communist pornographer.
Well, his legally acknowledged father.
Yes.
And there's actually divorce paperwork between the Kenyan father and his mother. So that's the legal acknowledgement that he was the legal father. There's actually divorce paperwork in Hawaii for that.
Sure. But I mean, what's wrong with Obama running game on us for the foreign banks? I mean, folks, we're a gangster nation. I mean, it's good to have the global gangsters running things. We're all slaves. The next stop that we make will be
England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on.
We're not getting on the love train, folks. We're getting on the New World Order train to hell. Get on the Obama train. Secret arrest, torture, funding Al-Qaeda. But it's okay because there's a peace prize. And we feel incredibly trendy on the road to perdition. I tell you, it's very, very frustrating to be informed and know what this was going to do, and then even know how the drones are going to respond. Republicans got in the way of it, so it wasn't implemented. It's already been implemented, letting the insurance companies force 35 million people to get care and lower the standard and have new government regulations to shut down smaller hospitals and clinics. It's already been implemented. And then they're just going to say that the states and the Republicans blocked it and got in its way. And then that's why everything got screwed up. That was always the plan. As we told you 3 years ago with Dr. Blaylock, then the whole thing will shut down. Then they'll fully nationalize it. And you'll get incredibly horrible care at five times the price. And it'll all go to private interest. That's why they're in control, because they're gangsters. That's why they're moving in now to try to shut down supplement companies all over the country. The harassment, the FDA, the all of it. It is the deindustrialization of a country. It's the takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see it. And then the select big interests are going to be flush with all the bailout money, trillions of it, when you're not going to have anything. Or you can give up and go on welfare and then be their constituent, be their slave. Coming up later in the next hour, I'm going to... In fact, we'll do it early before we go to Stuart Rhodes. We'll get Stuart Rhodes on about 15 after with his breaking news. I'm going to play Bernie Sanders, the independent socialist in Congress, up there reading Republicans from the passage of the Social Security Act back in the early 30s. And he's reading what Republicans said it would do as if it discredits them, when it's absolutely true what happened, how we would become domesticated slaves of the government, like animals in a zoo. These are quotes. How it would break down society, how it's a con job. Because if you got 3% on average as a worker back on your investment, you get about double what you get in Social Security. Those numbers are all out there. With a little more risky investment, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%, which isn't really risky, you're talking about triple, quadruple. But now they're going to implode the whole system of Social Security and nationalize the private pension funds. They've done this in other countries. We know the blueprint. We got their playbook. And I'm sitting here with front row seats watching this, and it's just painful to watch. By the way, we're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls, John, Keith, Nathan, and others. We're almost sold out of Survival Shield, the nascent atomic iodine. The raw, earthbound, real, original iodine, so hard to get it at this quality level, in the vegetable base glycerin that it's in. Infowarslife.com. And when it goes on back order, it'll just be like a week delay till more comes in. But we still have some of you get your order in right now. We're almost got all the orders out. Incredible job with the shipping team back there. So if you get your order in right now, we'll be able to ship it out to you. It's still in stock. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement. You've seen all the experts we've had on break down how important this is for the safety of the thyroid with all the background radiation and stuff that's going on. Blows away all the other pills and stuff that, you know, Homeland Security pushes that are chemical in nature and made in a factory. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. When you buy the Modafinil from us, when you buy all the vitamins, the minerals, the inner food, all the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, it supports the broadcast.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Coming up in the next segment, before Stuart Rose joins us with big breaking news, head of Oath Keepers, and we'll continue with your calls. I'm going to play Bernie Sanders, the socialist from the Senate, and he does a lot of things I like. I think he means well. He's really a true believer. Like, he fought the banker bailouts and these wars and stuff. He's a true believer, a useful idiot. What is he, the socialist independent from Maine? And he gets up there and he goes, where? Vermont. That's right, Vermont. I've got so much going on. I flipped it in my mind. The socialist independent from Vermont. And he gets up there and covers all these letters and statements in Congress from 1935 debating the passage of Social Security as if it discredits everything. When in truth, if you know the facts, it doesn't discredit the Republicans that said it. How many years ago was that? 1935 to 2013? We're talking about close to 80 years here, ladies and gentlemen. And it is extremely, extremely frustrating to see the public gullibly going along with this, because he's like, oh, Social Security will make us dependent. People won't like it. He goes, people love it. Actually, a lot of folks don't love it, but they don't know that they would have gotten double or triple the money with a guaranteed investment of 3%, 4%. Depending on the time period, even more. And so, yeah, they think it's great that they get the $600 check or whatever every month. I mean, it would be a $2,000 check, a $1,500 check. They just don't know. God help them. And he doesn't know. And he's up there, and it's just a portrait of ignorance. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, before I start, I got a new name for Piers Morgan. Lord Ha-Ha, the turncoat British guy that went over to the Nazis and made propaganda broadcasts for him. I think that name fits him to a T.
Oh, that's a good name for him. What was that guy's name again?
Lord Ha-Ha.
Lord Ha-Ha, yeah.
But anyway, getting on to the Obamacare, when I was growing up in the 1950s, nobody had health insurance because you didn't need it. The doctors had fair rates. The hospitals had fair rates. If you went in the hospital, you didn't get bankrupted. But the insurance company, like the mafia, with a protection racket, came in there and fixed things. So either buy our insurance plans or you get bankrupted. We break your financial leg.
And now, buy our insurance and get bankrupted. Don't buy it. Really get bankrupted.
Yeah. I mean, just to go to the emergency room for a visit almost costs you almost $2,000 just to walk in the door almost.
And if they find out you've got platinum insurance, folks, it's $300,000 for 3 days for a rattlesnake bite in Austin, Texas.
I was seeing where a guy got bit by a copperhead on Animal Planet, and it cost him like $30,000.
Yeah, and that's probably because he didn't have much money. No,
he didn't have insurance.
Look, the hospitals are criminal operations now. You go in, they've got a health department computer asking you questions. It's going right to the police. They're testing your blood for drugs. You know, your wife was at a party a month before, took a hit off a joint because she had a headache. They're going to take your baby. Nobody tells you. They are all predatory. Even if the nurse themselves isn't a criminal, the system is a criminal group. They just don't think they're criminals. The average Nazi in 1943 didn't think they were evil. The average Soviet in 1965 didn't think they were evil. The average communist in China doesn't think they're evil. These are dirtbags. And it's up to us to teach them who's who, who's boss, and what's going on. Bernie Sanders is coming up. And then, big breaking news. With Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, and then your phone calls, and then Max Kaiser, and more phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we knew what Obamacare was going to do. We actually researched what they've done in other countries, the very same globalist offshore banks. It's another banker bailout. Two foreign banks that own our insurance companies, they're holding us hostage. In the 50s and 60s, healthcare was incredibly inexpensive. It was diversified. It was the best in the world. You could go in there. If you didn't have money, it was charity care. Insurance companies got involved as a mafia. Triple, quadruple charge you if you didn't have the insurance. Now they're going to triple charge you if you have the insurance, and they're going to charge you 10 times, literally, if you don't. This is foreign banks through insurance companies raping everyone. You notice the exchanges don't work today as promised. We told you that was coming. They promised it would work. They wouldn't even let anybody know how they would work. It was all secret. It's meant to wreck the economy and nationalize it. I want to get into this in your phone calls, and then Stuart Rhodes is coming up with big breaking news from Oath Keepers. But first, here's 4 minutes of Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, the socialist independent, trying to discredit Republicans from their statements in 1935 after the passage of Social Security, saying it would domesticate us like in zoos and was a ripoff. He says, well, people love Social Security because they don't know any better. They don't know on average that a 3% guaranteed investment of the money you put into Social Security, you would get double on average back. Look it up. On a 6% return that isn't guaranteed, you'd get way more than double, triple, quadruple, depending on the time frame, how long it's in there. They know this, folks. It's the domestication. So, of course, something born in captivity, any animal or a human doesn't know it. So here's Bernie Sanders. And listen to this. He thinks it's discrediting Republicans from 1935. This is actually showing them to be prophets. Here is the clip from the Senate yesterday afternoon.
Let me take you, Madam President, back to April of 1935 when Social Security was just passed. And let me quote what some of, turns out, Republicans had to say about Social Security at that time. On April 19th, 1935, Republican Congressman John Tabor said this about Social Security, and I quote, "Never in the history of the world has any measure been brought here so insidiously designed as to prevent business recovery, to enslave workers, was his language, and to prevent any possibility of the employers providing work for the people." Well, you go out and you ask most working people in Hawaii and in Vermont whether Social Security is, quote unquote, enslaving them, I think they would not understand what you were talking about. Because in fact, since its inception, Social Security has been enormously successful in reducing the poverty rate among seniors. But it's not only Congressman Tabor in 1935. Here's what Republican Congressman James Wadsworth told the American people. He said that Social Security, quote, opens the door and invites the entrance into the political field of a power so vast, so powerful, and to threaten the integrity of our institutions and to pull the pillars of the temple down upon the heads of our descendants. Whoa. End of quote. World is just about coming to an end in 1935 because they passed Social Security. Republican Senator Daniel Hastings in 1935 called Social Security un-American and told the American people that Social Security would, quote, end the progress of a great country and bring its people to the level of the average European, end of quote. Not quite sure what that means, but looks pretty scary. On May 6, 1935, former Republican President Herbert Hoover, former President of the United States, said this about Social Security, and I quote, "As a matter of economic security alone, we can find it in our jails. The slaves had it. Our people are not ready to be turned into a national zoo. Our citizens classified, labeled, and directed by a form of self-approved keepers," end of quote. That is a former president of the United States on Social Security. Madam President, it's not widely known. To be honest with you, I didn't know it, but in 1936, the Republicans campaigned to repeal Social Security. That year, the Republican nominee for president, Alf Landon, said that Social Security, quote, "is unjust, unworkable, stupidly drafted, and wastefully financed," end quote. He called Social Security, quote, "a fraud on the working man and a cruel hoax," and said, "we must repeal Social Security. The Republican Party is pledged to do this," end of quote. Alf Landon, Republican candidate for president. Well, turned out not quite to be the case. Turned out that Social Security will probably go down in history as maybe the most important and successful program ever passed by the United States Congress. Plays an enormous role in keeping seniors out of poverty.
All right.
Helps people with disabilities.
So there you go. Yeah, and people are going to have a lot more disabilities eating GMO, drinking fluoride, and having all the aluminum dioxide sprayed out in the geoengineering that's going on. You know, under government-controlled care, under corporate-controlled care, our life expectancy's gone down, the neurological disorders, the cancer, the infant mortality rate's gone up again. This is a nightmare, this system we live under. And now they're going to wreck it for people that could pay for their insurance. And the insurance that everybody gets is going to be basically crud unless you can pay triple or quadruple and go to premium private clinics that have the money to jump through all the Obamacare hoops. Or who refuse Obamacare entirely, which this is going to move to try to block. This is a mafia takeover. It is 13,000 plus pages long with the bill and the writers, the amendments, and it's written to where they can change it as it goes and they can sit there and tweak it. But it's so bad and meant to wreck the economy so fast that they've overdone it in their zealous lust to destroy this country. And they have absolutely let too many special interests in to where it won't even work. It's designed to bring down the system, but it's too good. It's going to bring it down too fast. And so, of course, the computers don't work. Of course, the exchanges don't work. Of course, other government computer systems don't work. Of course, because it wasn't meant to work. You're already there buying from the Big Ten insurance companies whose stock has doubled the last 3 years, who wrote this to make you buy their overpriced garbage. While the power structure maneuvers and works to go after everybody's basic liberties on every front, they're not just nationalizing healthcare to give the business a select interest that run it. They're not just nationalizing the automobile manufacturers to ship it to China. They're taking everything over right now. They are funding with all the fiat currency and the giant debt and the doubling of the national debt under Obama. Armies of bureaucrats, hordes of agents to go out and eat out our substance, to quote the Declaration of Independence. And they are eating out our substance. The home inspections, the SWAT teams, the armed police, you know, the militarized police, the armored vehicles. Our forebears all went through this. They fled Europe and other areas to get away from it, came here, it started over again. We fought it off, it came back again, and it's worse than ever. And it's only going to intensify. We have Stuart Rhodes down the line. We're going to go to break and come back with him with breaking news. Some of the biggest news they've ever announced. It's going up on InfoWars.com right now as we speak. Stuart's giving us this exclusive info. Very important organization. Only becomes more prominent in waking up the police and military about following their oath. So essential. and they've got a lot of intel for us. He's been out of pocket the last few weeks. I wanted to get him on a month ago about Homeland Security manuals, but also Department of Defense manuals, saying that the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's Army. I mean, if that isn't treason right there, if that doesn't show you how sick these people are, if that doesn't show you how out of control this whole system is, nothing does. It shows you they are occupiers. They are conscious occupiers, revolutionaries that have come in with corporate global money that has financed this economic takeover, the beachhead of the Federal Reserve 1913, the Emergency Powers Act 1933 to nationalize and globalize the country, the federalization of the state police that were set up as federal agents of the reconstruction of the country as it was deemed in 1933, and then the expansion of the National Security Act, where the whole shadow mafia government, the opium trafficking government, could go underground and be above the law. And then just from there on out, the secret military programs under NASA, established by Eisenhower, that's another shadow government group, right through to DARPA and Google and Microsoft, all government combines, all globalist corporate government combines, to take control of the world economy. I mean, you've got to marvel at their forethought, their ingenuity, but also their cold-bloodedness. And they see us as an infestation on the earth, and it's their sacred duty to shut up the control grid, hit us with soft-kill weapons so we don't know what's going to hit us next when they drop the full hammer on everybody. I know if you're a new listener, you're like, wow, what is this science fiction? Yeah, it's 2013. It's almost 2014. This is their plan. They write books about it. Again, I've got John P. Holdren's book. I've got a stack. I've got hundreds of books. Hundreds of books with the White House science czar and others talking about how they put poison in the water to hurt us, to dumb us down, to make us more manageable. If you were a foreign occupying globalist group that got control of the federal government, what would you do? First thing you do, start poisoning the water to lower IQ and dumb people down. Then you destroy education. They now teach under Common Core for all first and second graders that 2 + 2 = 5. Now, if that isn't enemy brainwashing, what is? They want kids that are absolutely gibbering, drooling morons, a nation of special ed, forcing everyone into it. We are being given chemical and electrochemical, biological, and, of course, through the television, programming, brainwashing, brain damaging. We're under military attack.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Folks, do you remember our article in the middle of last week up on Infowars.com? It hide behind it. It was by Kit Daniels dealing with Obamacare to hire groups like Acorn to come and get your personal information and basically sign you up for Obamacare and get your Social Security numbers and have access to government documents. Here's an article. Fraud firm gets okay to sign people up for Obamacare. Seedco, a New York-based community development organization, was sued by the federal government for faking at least 1,400 of 6,500 job placements under a $22.2 million federally funded contract with the city. But it doesn't matter. Obama's hiring him to carry out enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. This is a mafia takeover. That is the New York Post up on DrudgeReport.com right now. And I'm going to have Kit Daniels flash back his article the last week where we predicted this. I don't remember the exact headline. I think it was Obamacare. There it is. Breaking. Door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Like the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. Boom. And now a group that actually is engaged in mass fraud with fake identities, raking in $22 million, according to the feds, if you can believe that, is being given it. And again, you got one part of the federal government trying to do their job, and the other part at the top being mafia. We're going to go to break because this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Stuart Rhodes for the rest of the hour, the head of Oath Keepers. They've just broken the news. At Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. Oath Keepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams. Great way to get people involved and waking up. Oath Keepers has been exploding. I hear about it everywhere. A lot of mainline libertarians and conservatives are now joining it and supporting it. The idea of keeping your oath against tyrants. I want to get into this in the next segment with Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, top of his class there at law school. It was at Yale. And, of course, good friend of mine. And he's also successfully fought cases for us when our reporters have been arrested, winning those cases in civil court. And he's just a great all-around guy, retired out of the Army as a paratrooper after an accident, went to college, he's a constitutional lawyer, worked for Ron Paul. He joins us. We only got 4 or 5 minutes till we go to break here, Stuart. I want to get your take on Obamacare and how it's wrecking the economy. I mean, we told everybody, but this is the road to serfdom. Give us your take on it, and then we'll get into all the big breaking news after the break.
Well, sure. It's part of the subversion of the Founders' Republic to remove options from the people and centralize power and control more and more of their lives. And we know where this goes historically. You do wind up with death panels in the end. That's the purpose of it. So, but it's also a distraction. I think it's important for people to start realizing that it's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The dollar is doomed, and this is just in many ways another distraction to get you fighting over this while they do something else with the other hand. And something else is to prepare for the destruction of the Republic. That's why DHS is spending billions of dollars on ammunition, but no food for relief when the economy collapses. And you should know the reason why, of course, is because they intend for you to be as weak and as dependent as possible.
That's right. And now we're learning the 7,000-plus giant armored vehicles they got this year alone are being deployed to local departments to battle the American people.
Right. They're prepositioning supplies. This is exactly what you would do if you're a military commander and had the luxury of doing so. You would preposition and cache supplies in your areas of operation across the country. You wouldn't have them in central locations. You'd have them dispersed. And that's what they're doing, along with federalizing and force multiplying through the local SWAT teams. And that's exactly why, within Oath Keepers, we feel it's time for us to do the same on the side of liberty, is to go into our communities and preposition supplies and force multiply by getting our local communities squared away, and in particular, get the veterans to wake up and realize their responsibilities. And so we're going to lead by example.
Well, you certainly are, and there's no doubt we're moving towards the jump point. But we're not going to be hit flat-footed. We've been warning people, so our credibility is rocketing. How is the establishment going to deal with that?
Well, what they can do is try to maximize the unpreparedness of the American people so that even if we can say, well, see, we told you so, they're still overwhelmed during a crisis. That's why it's incredibly important for us to make sure we're focused on actual physical achievement in our local communities and being able to fill the vacuum. The more prepared we are, the less the cell is going to work, the less the manipulation
is going
to work.
That's right. We're not going to have to physically fight. We're going to have to fight to help people and be leaders.
Preferably.
Stay right there, Stuart. No, I mean, listen. Helping your community, being involved, being a leader is 90% of it. If it goes physical, it means we failed. We'll be right back. And we're not going to turn our guns in, folks. Everybody knows that.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that
man. All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I know folks are holding when I talk about Obamacare and its implementation. It is the shutdown of the economy. It is the nationalization of the economy by special interests that stand to gain from it. It's what they've done in third world countries over and over again. It's the globalists taking over our nation now saying, oh, our dollar's down, our stock market's down. The communist Chinese that own our debt, they're angry. They say we better do what Obama says. This is how you capture America, is you economically take it over, and then you declare George Washington to be the enemy. And Stuart, about a month ago, or 3 weeks ago, it came out, in Judicial Watch. We wrote a story about it that went all over the internet. And they said in the Army Manual, the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's military. And anybody that doesn't like total government is basically an enemy. And I see this waking the military up. You have 91% in a Reuters poll against the Syria war. You have people talking about false flag terror all over the news. I have people all over the place apologizing to me, like Geraldo Rivera, saying you're right about the NSA and all this other stuff. I'm seeing a giant awakening. I see that as very, very positive. And I understand you're right. They're gearing up for a big collapse. But I don't see them being able to pull it off if people are aware that they did it. And now they want to hold us hostage and say, you know, give us Obamacare, which they admit is a tax to foreign banks and insurance companies, or we'll gut the economy further. At a certain point, holding us hostage is not going to work anymore. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers.
Well, certainly there's an awareness in the military. Recently, I was at an event and I had a special warfare guy walk up to me, current serving, and tell me that at least half of his unit is awake and aware, not just of the constitutional issues, but also the economic issues, the Federal Reserve, the destruction of the dollar, you know, the big picture. And I asked him, what about the rank and file in the infantry? And he said, well, he figured at least around 30%. But I've heard from other special warfare guys, it's even higher, that about 75 or 80% of the guys in special forces, Marine Force Recon, Navy SEALs, et cetera, are awake and aware and paying attention. The problem, though, is even if that's true, they can still take advantage of a strategic weakness we have. The American people have no food reserves. We have no strategic grain reserves any longer. So if they crash the economy, there will be mass starvation and mass, you know, dependency upon the government. And this manipulation of that emergency, like a nationwide Katrina, is what I worry about the most. And as we said in an article we posted today, you know, over a year ago, we war game this and figured this is the best thing they can do. They certainly are losing time. We are waking up. But what the one trump card they have left is to intentionally collapse the economy and cause that kind of fear and anger that comes in an economic collapse.
And by the way, that's what Soviets and communists, these are bankers using that model. They financed it in China and Russia. So it's the same group. This is what they use to bring down Romania, Ukraine, Poland, right. It's what the Mao used to wipe out 80 plus million people over a decade. They've got a game plan, and it looks like they're planning to use it here.
Right. Consider it an economic neutron bomb. It would kill people as much as an EMP strike would do the same thing. We used to have 3 years of grain reserved for our people during the Cold War because we knew that in the wake of a nuclear exchange, it could take 3 years to grow crops again. When economic collapse can be as catastrophic by interrupting the delivery of food systems, and now in an urbanized society that does not have its own capacity to grow food, you would have the same result as if you had an EMP or a nuclear strike. You would have millions of Americans starving to death. They could just sit back and wait 2 or 3 months and then ride in like the cavalry, bringing in, you know, UN peacekeepers, by the way, which is where the UN treaty would really be operational. And then they would say, well, the reason why we couldn't get food here fast enough is because of those extremists over there who were ambushing the checkpoints and disrupting the delivery, trying to take advantage of the collapse. And they would blame it on the Patriot movement. So it'd be a double whammy. And to that, you can add Brandon Smith, one of our writers, had a recent insight, is that, look, they could just take the war with Syria and use that as their excuse. They could have the U.S. invade Syria and in reprisal have China and Russia dump the dollar and demand only the use of the yuan or the Russian currency instead of the dollar and cause a worldwide run on the dollar and dumping the dollar and destroy the dollar. And then the bad guys would blame the Chinese rather than the bankers who are really at fault. They can say, oh, look, this is warfare. And if you disagree with our reaction to this and the emergency measures that are necessary, then you're aiding the enemy. And so it could be a compound situation of during a war, letting the collapse be blamed on the enemy, and then taking advantage domestically of the hysteria and the anxiety of the American people to go and round up dissidents. This is what we're concerned about. And so the way to counter that is to make sure that we provide for our own local security and we provide for our own strategic food reserve in our community. You cannot store food only for you. You must store it for your neighbors as well. It has to be done.
And they make fun of us when we say have firearms, have food, have water filters, know how to use them. The establishment is on record, underground bases, giant hordes of food, hordes of weapons. And then Homeland Security orders $2 million worth of paper targets. Ladies and gentlemen, that's enough to train an army on, of women in nightgowns, old ladies in shower curtain robes, little kids, five-year-olds. And it says no hesitation. And then all their manuals say air training for war. And their enemy is George Washington. I mean, this is absurdist. Imagine if they made a movie 50 years ago where the government is teaching people the founders are bad and that gun owners are the enemy and that people that aren't collectivists are bad. I guess they made it in the 1980s. It's called Red Dawn. I mean, this is really what's happening here. And these people really mean business.
Well, it's like Patrick Henry said in his time when he looked at the amassing of troops and naval forces off the coast of the colonies. He said, you know, what are these preparations for? Is there any enemy in this quarter of the world to face Great Britain that would justify this accumulation of men and materials? He said, no, they're meant for us. They can be meant for no other. There's you know, the arming of DHS and distributing armored vehicles throughout our communities, these fortified fusion centers, they're not meant for Al-Qaeda. That's not their concern. It's obviously us. But the question we have to answer is, what are we going to do about it? And what we decided to do with an Oath Keepers is have and direct all of our members, 30,000 members across the country, to go operational in a sense of forming teams of people within their own communities based on the Special Forces A-team model of having specialists in each field on a team who are there to then go and be a training cadre to force multiply, to establish neighborhood watches in every community, to wake up all the veterans organizations and encourage them to do the same, to form teams that are self-sufficient within their chapters who can operate in a local community to provide the stability.
And they'll try to demonize it like it's a militia, even though that's part of the Constitution, and every able-bodied male by law is part of the posse. That's the common law. But expanding on this, it's great to call them civilization preservation teams, because that hijacks the popular mean of preparedness, which they actually hijack from us because we're getting people ready, and then makes it more politically correct so that everybody can get ready and be all-inclusive, and it'll make it harder to infiltrate and radicalize, because they try to infiltrate us to radicalize us to then set us up.
Exactly. And the point is not to establish some small elite group that's exclusive. The point is to get everybody to replicate this. We would like to see squared away self-sufficient teams in every neighborhood. You should have a communications expert, a medical expert.
Well, that's been the InfoWars model in InfoWar with the truth, is to get everybody a citizen activist out there to establish A teams in every area to then force multiply, and we've done that as well.
Exactly. Do it in your own neighborhood. I mean, you can use what we are doing as a template or a model, but then adapt it to your local area. And the main thing is that everybody in their own communities are squared away. Community is the most important thing. And having people, you know, prepare in advance and get together in advance for mutual aid and mutual defense is critical. And one other point is, if you're looking at the prospect of a crackdown on dissidents, what you don't want to do is be isolated, afraid to associate with each other, and waiting for the knock at the door in the middle of the night. As Solzhenitsyn said, that's the wrong way to go. What you want to do is organize like the founding fathers did. They organized as communities. Yes, they had a secret organization, the Sons of Liberty, but otherwise they organized very publicly in public militias and town hall meetings, and they did that as a group. And so they could not, when it came to trying to arrest John Adams, or Sam Adams and Hancock, they couldn't just worry about only them. They had to worry about the entire community rising up. And the advantage to that is that when you force them to bring in the Army and the Marine Corps, because they can't get away with it with their well-vetted snatch teams, because you're just too many of you organized, that forces them to take the gloves off all the way and try to use a standing military, which they don't control fully. We already know that at least half
of them. I was about to say, if we force them into that, then we're probably going to win. But I tell you, this is a very dangerous period. But look, we've totally got the jump on them. We laid out their entire battle plan decades ago. Patriots like Red Beckman and countless others. And then I've been doing it 18 years. You've been doing it for like a decade. I don't know what they're going to do, because everything we've said is now happening. And that's what I've been hearing. A couple of years ago, it was 30% of the military. Now it's 50%. And I run into the military on the street and they come over. They know what's going on. And I don't see how the globalists think they're going to pull this off.
Well, they must cause as much chaos as possible. That's what an economic collapse could do. As much desperation as possible. Look at Katrina. you had people who otherwise might not have followed those orders going along with it because they perceived it as a catastrophic emergency, which it was. And so they went along with things in those emergency circumstances. It's just human nature. The less prepared you are and the more desperate you are, the more likely your neighbors will clamor and beg for martial law, and they will turn you in. They'll turn their guns in for food. They'll turn you in for food. So we have to correct that. Every guerrilla fighter in world history has known from Mao on down that the resistance has to provide the stability and security for the people. If they don't, the government will manipulate them. So you must remove the dependency. And the problem is our own government, as I said, is not preparing to feed us. It's only preparing to shoot us. And so we're going to have to fill the vacuum and provide that stability. So I encourage all of you to think about it in terms of a strategic necessity that you store food for your neighbors, even just beans and rice. Anything that you can do that's cheap is better than nothing so that they're not begging for martial
law. We've also got to prepare if they stage a false flag or whatever and say, arrest me, kill my, take out Stewart. Because if they really go for it, you'll see a bunch of people, Ron Paul have a stroke. You know, you'll hear about all these deaths going on. If that happens, everybody's got to get their print machines with their simple messages about the occupation out so that people understand. So suddenly they see everywhere what this really is. You've got to be the key info core out there, the French resistance, basically, to put the V's up everywhere so people understand what's really happening.
Yeah, I definitely agreed on that. But I think the physical preparation in advance is more important than anything else at this point. We already have, like you said, a critical mass is starting to wake up, but there's still that physical weakness of not having food storage, not having fuel storage, not being organized for mutual aid and defense in our communities. We're all atomized and fragmented. Otherwise, that's why you can see somebody get raided in the middle of the night by a SWAT team, and the SWAT team's pretty confident. The only guy they got to worry about is that guy in his underwear at 3 o'clock in the morning inside the house. They're not worried about the entire community because the community's not organized. They're all afraid to organize. That's the whole point of the NSA. And letting you know they're watching you is that you're afraid to organize. Well, I think the exact opposite is what you have to do. You must organize as a community. Make it so that
that's
everyone...
Right. That's right. The great danger is in being in fear, then they win. If we charge out and are ready, they will fail. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. I mean, you can only get so many well-vetted and selected mercenaries who will do anything they're told. There's only so many of those in the world. In Russia, where everyone just sat in their houses hoping the knock on the door wouldn't come to them, they could use the secret police and go house to house one at a time. But if you organize as a community, that will not work because they'll be outnumbered. Like, for example, in Kalispell, Montana, where I live, the local VFW has 500 members in it. There's no way some snatch team from DHS could possibly come into that community if all 500 of them were organized and ready to defend the people. It couldn't be done. They'd have to pull out the National Guard at least, or the U.S. Army. So that's what you want them to do. You want to force them to not be able to just use secret police, which they can always have. You want to force them to try to use a standing military, and that's when they'll lose.
Well, the word I get just across the grapevine is when they start giving orders for guns or to round up Patriot leaders, pull a false flag, whoever gives those orders is going to be in deep trouble.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, that's not me saying that. That's everybody's that default position is America knows there's a takeover. We know we're the Americans fighting a globalist takeover. We are the resistance. It's on. They're shutting the whole country down right now. And I think, and they're scanning all the airwaves. They're scanning the web. They know we're in a strong position, Stuart. I don't know if they're really going to try to execute this. I think they may back off. When you've got Bob Woodward saying that this is the fault of Obama and all these generals turning against him and the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman saying, no, you're not going to hit Syria. I think there's already been a partial soft counter coup within the power structure.
Well, actually, and that's one of the more dangerous things is that this could be a manipulation where they present you with a false choice between submitting to Obama and his handlers, and on the other side saying, well, you know, the only answer to that is a military coup. A military coup would be disastrous.
No, we're not calling for a military coup. I understand. I'm saying it's more of a stand down, a good stand down in the military refusing to do this thing with Al-Qaeda to Syria. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a good thing that Dempsey went and said, no, you're not going to do this.
No, I agree. But what I'm saying is folks need to be aware that there's also the possibility of a sleight of hand where they build up the military as a solution and say, oh, a military coup is the only choice. And I've heard this increasingly from some elements in the right, and I'm just saying guard against that. The answer is not for the military to step in and take over the country. That'd be the end of our republic as
well. No, I don't want that either. But I don't think they want to go with that bait and switch, though, Stuart. And I don't think the most of the military people I've seen would not even want to be in control of something like that. I'm saying the FBI, the federal marshals, the Secret Service, and I'm not romanticizing those institutions, they more and more have been dragging their feet implementing tyranny. They've been leaking stuff. The military is just like wildfire waking up right now. And I'm saying that itself, just people not following illegal orders, is more and more basically blocking the globalist.
Yeah, it's a good sign. But like I said, what they could then do is go with their nuclear option, their economic neutron bomb, crash the economy and sit back and wait for it all to implode, wait for Americans to be killing each other for food, and then they can come in like the cavalry. So that is still an option for them. This is what I worry about the most.
Oh, no, I think you're right. As you said last year on the show, and as you're saying now, and as you have in the paper that breaks it all down with a great analysis at Infowars.com and Oathkeepers.org, breaking right now. I'm going to send this out on Twitter during the next break, get my iPhone and it's out there syncing, and send that out. You're absolutely right. But I mean, just in my gut, not just intellectually, I feel maximum, not even tension now. I don't even have anxiety now. It's like the war's already started. Kind of like Patrick Henry said, has the war already begun, Stuart Rhodes?
I think the Cold War has certainly begun long ago, and we're now shaping the future battle space. Absolutely.
That's right. We'll be right back with more with Stuart Rhodes, then your phone calls, then Max Keiser, 20 minutes into the next hour. Stay with us. Infowars.com has the exclusive Oath Keepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams. Gentlemen, I know this all sounds wild, but you see the preparations. It's all admitted. This has happened everywhere else in the world where the tyrants have been able to take over. And it's happened over and over again throughout history. And they're doing the same thing again here in America. Here's the current issue of InfoWars magazine. You can buy in bulk at cost to get out to friends and family. It has two different Halloween masks. You can go out and deprogram the public. One is a skull, says Obamacare. That's the cover, turned into a Halloween mask. On the back, Prozac the Killer Clown. Remember, kids, there's nothing better than mass murder pills. And inside, we, again, amongst other things, expanded the article by Don Salazar that I was talking about. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. This is the kind of stuff that's in here. You need to give this as a gift subscription to your local police department. You need to buy them in bulk at cost and hand them out to friends and family, because that's my end of this, is trying to warn people about the takeover. And now people are ready and really ready to understand that this is real. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's also key to have proper supplements and things. And this isn't just something for your medicine cabinet in emergency. It's great for overall thyroid health, you name it. It is the nascent atomic iodine, InfoWarsLife.com. You can get these in groups of one up to 10 packs. Just an amazing product, InfoWarsLife.com. It's almost sold out, but we'll have more in next week. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org, I appreciate you and your leadership fighting this tyranny. And we're not being sensational. This is what we really face. But when we come up against something this over the top, it's hard for even us, I know, to admit to ourselves that we're really dealing with a tyranny of this magnitude. But in closing, folks, I guess, can go to oathkeepers.org and see the details on how in their area to set up these civilization preservation teams for the collapse that the collectivists are bringing in, that they always bring in to domesticate and break a country through economic siege. This is siege of the whole nation. We're under globalist siege. The District of Mordor, Mordor and the Potomac is running it. And it's now time to really admit how much trouble we're in and start making real preparations.
Right, but it should not come from fear. It should come from, as you said a moment ago, have the, you know, the peace and the calm of knowing this is where you are in history, just to just deal with it. You know, embrace the suck and do what you have to do. But I think it's most important to focus on love. Love of your family, love of your children, your country. So look at it like that. This is you doing what's right because it's right, and letting go of fear, and they want you to be afraid and cower inside your house and be afraid to associate. Be an American. Stand up, step outside your door, get to know your neighbors, and give them the middle finger.
They're the globalists. They're the ones openly demonizing the founders and guns and family. They're on MSNBC saying the family's, you know, going to be taken over by the government. They're obviously out of control, evil people. And why should we cower to them? We should stand up and use their own evil against them. They're so arrogant. Stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with you, Stuart, and then I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy. We're going to come back with calls in that next segment after that for everybody that's patiently holding. It's just that I start marveling, Stuart, at how openly, classically authoritarian they are. They call us the homeland when translated from German, that's Reichland. Or, I mean, it's incredible. They had Reich security, homeland security. Just everything they do, the black uniforms, the intimidation. It's just, these people are scum.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stuart Rhodes, in the next 5 minutes, you've got the floor for other key points, the head of Oath Keepers, you'd like to relay to people about the serious point our republic's gotten to.
Well, as I said before, that they've turned the Founders Republic upside down, and they've weakened the people intentionally. The people are stripped of their powers, told the only answer is to go vote. And then we're also bombarded with you know, one crisis after another. And folks need to realize what's really going to count when the crap hits the fan is whether you're squared away as a family, if you and your circle of friends, close friends, have formed into a team for mutual assistance and self-defense, and most importantly, whether your neighborhoods are squared away. That's why I think the most important thing you can do right now is go start a neighborhood watch. If you don't already have one, start one. Throw a block party, get to know your neighbors, become a community again, and do it as fast as you possibly can. And then reach out to your veterans. And the veterans out there, you have a duty and responsibility to step up and train, to spread your knowledge. You know a lot. The government's trained you in specialty. They spent, you know, thousands or even sometimes millions of dollars on you just to train you. Spread that knowledge through your community and get them organized. Lead them. That's the most important thing that can happen right now, is neighborhood watches and local veterans stepping up and leading their communities. If you do that, you'll remove the weakness we have in this country overnight. You can do it very quickly within a matter of weeks, form these teams, and get squared away. So I encourage folks to use our model, which is based on the SF Special Forces A-Team model, which is very successful. Use that and adapt it to your local situation, your local area, and go with it. Just run with it. Need our help? Contact us through Oath Keepers. We'll help any way you possibly can. But the most important thing is for you to commit to doing it and getting out there and organizing your own community.
So don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. And you notice Homeland Security and all their internal documents says the veteran is the number one enemy, because they know that's where the resistance will come from in the takeover.
Well, certainly. They are a pool of trained people who know what they're doing and have the ability to lead. And that's what we want to do, is use them now. Before it happens, use them now so they can start training and leading now. Don't wait.
Well, you're right. Again, Stuart Rhodes joining us from his cabin somewhere out in the Northwest. I'm just joking. Everybody knows where Stuart lives at. But I tell you, in closing, any other points you'd like to add?
No, I think you're doing good work, Alex. And as you said before, you know, just like you said, someone apologized to you for not listening before. That's happening to us now. As things get worse and as the economy gets worse, we're having folks walk up to us who said, hey, you know, 2 years ago, I thought you guys were nuts, but now I see you were right, and I want to apologize for not listening. So don't give up on them. Even if someone said no in the past and wouldn't listen, go back now. And a lot of times it's easier because things are getting more and more ridiculous.
Well, you're right, Stuart Rhodes. I hope everybody goes and gets the battle plan you've got to get people squared away and ready. It's at oathkeepers.org. Oathkeepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams. Everything the globalists are doing is about making us dependent on them, about making us pathetic jellyfish. So beating them is being independent, being self-sufficient, and loving your wife, loving your husband, taking care of your kids, being good people. They want to make us immoral because that makes us weak. Everything they do is meant to break down the society and bring us down. It is a military operation against us, and our own military is trained in this, so they see it and know what it is. That's the real chink in the armor of this operation.
It's one of them. The other big chink in the armor is American people. Be Americans.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm saying. The American people, right, seeing that militarily, I mean, look at it. We have an occupational military of goons everywhere now, and they're always in the special units bugging their eyes out at you and your family and your kids, and they're really dangerous thugs. They're either dangerous thugs that are awake, or they're good guys and they're awake. But the dangerous thugs, a lot of them actually know what they're doing. They enjoy the power and think they're on the winning team. Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
When I look at Obamacare and how on record we said last week in an article they're going to send out groups like Akron and give them governmental power to basically threaten and intimidate people, saying it's the law, you better enroll and get your Social Security number and all your info. That's what the census the last two rounds, the last 13 years was about, was telling you, you're going to tell us how many toilets you got. You're going to tell us how much money you got. You're going to tell us if you own guns. Many of the census forms had that. We're going to arrest you if you don't, when the law didn't even say that. It was about getting you accustomed to being interfaced with the bureaucrats, with the system. And now the New York Post fraud firms gets okay to sign people up for Obamacare. The feds went after them for reportedly taking $22.2 million and creating fake applicants. Rampant fraud of the New York City contract last year didn't stop a major nonprofit from landing a slew of federal contracts to sign people up for Obamacare. Seedco, a New York-based community development organization, was sued by the federal government for faking at least 1,400 of the 6,500 job placements under a $22-plus million federally funded contract with the city. 8 months later, the feds and Seedco are teaming up, this time to help medical insurance seekers maneuver through the maze that is the Affordable Care Act. And this is all part of the teams they're going to be sending door to door. You cannot make that up. And last week, Kit Daniels wrote an article dealing with the door-to-door Obama teams and the identity fraud nightmare. There's the headline: breaking door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Devastatingly bizarre, devastatingly strange, devastatingly weird. Just absolutely over the top. And the government shutdown is ongoing, and they're saying, oh, in the AP, we may lose our credit rating. Oh, it's terrible. The dollar value's going down. Oh, it's horrible what the Republicans did. They're like a foreign power. I saw this on the news last night as a talking point and on C-SPAN. If a foreign power shut down the government, we go to war, but the Republicans, when the Democrats in the Senate voted this down, and Republicans as well, because they're bought and paid for by the financial interests that want to rape the American people. See, I want real prosperity. You want prosperity. You believe rising tide raises all ships. They are pirates. They believe in the opposite. They believe if you're doing good in business, even in a different area than them, it's bad. They believe if you're in the same business as them, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing ever and cannot be allowed. They don't even get how economies really work because they're parasites. It's unbelievable. Let's go to your phone calls. Keith in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good,
sir. Great. And you're the one who woke me up. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
And I had 2 points I want to make real quick. These people out here, they just don't. They don't get it. They're not paying attention. Last night I sat there and I watched that illegal president of ours get on that TV and just out and out lie to those people. And I was appalled that no one questions it. The press doesn't even question it. They just tote the Obama line. And it just makes me sick. This whole Obamacare thing is meant to put us all into government dependence because we're not going to be able to afford anything because he keeps cutting everybody's jobs. They're seizing people's bank accounts. And this is going to force us into being subservient to the government, or at least they hope it does. Me, I'm never going to be subservient to the government. But that's what the whole plan is. This has nothing to do with everybody getting health care. They couldn't care less. And this is an ego stroke for Obama.
I totally agree with you. And now we're being lectured in the news that, oh, the communist Chinese, they say the Chinese people, really, the horrible, murderous communist party that's killed more people in history, you know, than anybody else, the Chinese communists are now dictating our debt, which most of it is banker debt that they signed us on to. I mean, it's so obvious, it's such a fraud, it's such a swindle, but it's a swindle that's too big to fail, we've been told, so everything has to be committed to it, everything has to be given to it. No, the answer is, wake up to it. And they'll try to hold us hostage, just like Henry Paulson 5 years ago in 2008, threatened Congress in October 3rd, 2008, in closed-door session, it's come out a year after, he said, if you don't give us unlimited money and do this, there'll be tanks and blood in the streets and total collapse. And that's what they're threatening. You give us everything, you let us totally rape everybody financially, or we'll collapse everything. When they're going to collapse it anyways. And now they're doing it again. Oh, you won't give us Obamacare? Oh, we'll just shut down the government and say you did it. And then we're going to lose our faith and credit. We're going to collapse. But then a strange thing happened. Bob Woodward came out and said if shutdown or debt ceiling cause economic crisis, it's the president. It's on the president's head. Bob Woodward comes out and says that. So, again, everybody better look at their grandkids and their kids and ask, you really want to do this? Because this country is being purposely maneuvered to collapse, like every other nation is, so the globalists can take it over. They just want to have it on their terms and pose as saviors. We've got to get the fact out. They're the ones behind it. Our lives depend on this, folks. They're not trained to take on the American people and setting up tattletale clergy response teams and putting in snooping hubs everywhere to play games. They're building giant NSA centers everywhere that go online right now. They're going online right now for a war against us with threat fusion centers to direct this whole operation. The country already got taken over. Now it wants to mop everything up. And this is a lot more than a mop-up operation. The minute we become aware of this operation against us, it's over. And I'm talking to the military out there. You don't have to believe me. You know what's going on. You know what you're being trained to do. It's treason. Cut and dry, no debate, choose which side you're on. Commit to it. Commit to it. Commit to your decision and then go with it. You think working with the New World Order is going to be a good idea? That go ahead, work with them. I can't believe it. Thank you, Keith. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how it is affecting Medicaid, and I also had a brief story about the charity care for that fool that claimed that it didn't exist personally involving me, but it is intertwined with the Medicare, or the Medicaid, I should say. In this particular state, and I suspect it's being that way in a lot of states, what the Medicaid is doing now is that the money that they're being paid by the federal mandate, or the STAR money, that Obamacare took out of the Medicaid budget, what they're doing now is pushing people onto HMOs. And ironically, it actually started a year ago today. So, you know, you're paying the tax dollars to basically get the HMOs to give you crappy insurance or less insurance that you would have gotten under the state when they, you know, when they would have rationed it out and paid it anyway. So basically, you know, one way or the other, and I suspect they'll probably start doing that with Medicare too, you're going to wind up, you know, at the mercy of these HMOs anyway. So that's one way that that's already gone into effect. I don't know if anybody else is aware of it, but it started in this state.
It is the HMOs. I mean, in the 50s, 60s, you name it, you had anything you needed done. If you were poor, there was charity care. And since the HMOs and the banks got involved, they have jacked up the price of health care, the most expensive in the world, from the cheapest and the best. We had the highest credit score 60 years ago. We had the highest IQs 60 years ago. The highest test score 60 years ago. Some of the longest lived people. Everything's the opposite now. Government is a curse because it is a conduit through which the parasites always, not the low-level people that are dependent, the globalists, the power elite always use it to control people. And the insurance companies wrote this, so of course their stock has doubled because it is a giant ripoff. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, and briefly to the charity care, in regards to my situation, and that kind of explains my absence of not calling for a long while. I had a situation at the early beginning of last year, and I had ended up having an extended hospital stay for over 3 months at that point. When I went into the hospital, I did not have any insurance. And when they tried to roll you in Medicaid, it's usually a 90-day waiting period. But the hospital system, which is very good, may have its faults, but Franciscan Hospital System is very good with working with charity care laws. And actually, they have it in their emergency room thing. Actually, at one point, I was denied Medicaid, and they were still treating me. And then they went back and they found a higher tier of Medicaid to get me on. But I ended up having over $373,000 in medical expenses that included debridement on my leg, MRI, CAT scan, $1,500 a day, and wound costs, you know, $500 a day, and wound back, all kinds of things that I had done. And they were still treating me, and I was a pending case. And in fact, at one point I had been denied. And the social worker came and told me, and I was aware of this, that they would have just filled out a charity care application and taken care of.
That's right, and those are the good social workers. And now under Obamacare, and this has been done all over the world, they're now not going to let them give you that option. They're going to phase that out. And you're somebody who's gone through it. It's so frustrating for me, who's watched it, studied it, knows what you're saying is true, to have people calling me saying, oh, no, now I'll get my free health care. When a lot of these corrupt hospitals will not tell you that they're charities because they're really profit centers. Most hospitals are charities. They were set up to be, they're called hospitals because the first one was set up by the Hospitallers, a group of Catholic priests, to take care of people during the Crusades who were chopped up and stuff. And it's always been about charity. That's what it's always been about. And then now it's just become corrupt. And God bless you. We're going to come back with Max Keiser. Then we're going to talk to Sterling and Sean and many others that are patiently holding. Max Keiser on the economy and more. Sometimes Satan. First he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet gifts of gift. We got harmonious tongue. The every song of love that ever has been sung. Good intentions can be evil. Both hands can be full of grease.
Is this a song about Obama or Henry Kissinger? comes as a man of peace. That's Bob Dylan bringing us in. For the balance of the hour, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com and the Kaiser Report, inventor of the virtual stock exchange system and a retired successful stock broker and all-around really informative guy. They want to start a major war to distract the bond market bubble, other bubbles. He's been accurate about that. I wanted to get him on to talk about the awakening that's happening. 91% of Americans not wanting to strike Syria. Obamacare, written by insurance companies, a scam, everybody, isn't real national health care. What's happening in the markets, how they're trying to hold us hostage like a third world country, saying, hey, let Obamacare go through or China will pull our debt. That's in Forbes. I wanted to get Max Kaiser's take on the state of the world. Then we'll get into some of the other issues he's involved in right now. But Max, good to have you back on with us.
Hey, Alex Jones. It's great to be with you once again. Yeah, it's panic here in the United Kingdom. I'm coming to you from London. You know, on August 30th, they had a vote in the House of Commons. They voted for no action in Syria. It was a very close vote, only 13 difference. And this is the direct result of alternative media. Your appearance here in the UK, I think, had an impact that woke a lot of people up. So they did not go into Syria. And here in the UK, people are panicking. There's a program here in the UK where the government wants to subsidize speculation in the housing market. They call it the Help to Buy scheme. And the opposition made such a strong speech at their party conference that David Cameron has now brought that program forward by 3 months because he knows that the only way to buy votes, the only way to stay in power, the only way to appease the people with the pitchforks is to keep the Ponzi scheme going, keep inflating the bubble. And of course, we have a champion here in the UK, in the House of Commons, who orchestrated this 13-vote victory for no action in Syria. And of course, I'm talking about George Galloway, who you've had on your show. He's fighting the good fight in the House of Parliament today, Alex.
Where is the state of the world right now?
Well, the state of the world is you still have guys like Prince Bandar, the Saudi. If you remember, he threatened Tony Blair when Tony Blair was in office. He said, if you don't call off that fraud investigation into my slush fund with the British Aerospace, I am going to commit another 7/7 bus bombing act of terrorism in London. That's fully documented. It's in the Financial Times. It went before a judge, Judge Patel. So Prince Bandar threatened an act of terrorism in London to Tony Blair. He then recently threatened the Russians. He said, I'm going to make another terrorist act happen in the Sochi Olympics unless I get my way. So the Saudis are still very much running the show. And of course, the Saudis were involved in 9/11. The Saudis are pulling the strings in Israel. And again, you've got a guy going back a little bit, Tony Blair, who is guilty of war crimes. He's wanted, I believe, in several countries for war crimes. And there's a growing movement in the UK to bring Tony Blair to The Hague, have him tried for war crimes, and maybe he'll meet the same fate as Saddam Hussein. Who knows?
We're going to come back and talk about what you're doing with George Galloway and then get into the larger economic issues. But for those that don't know, it's actually in the mainstream press overseas that Prince Bandar, the Financial Times, I remember covering that, said, I will activate al-Qaeda, the same ones they're using against Syria, the same ones they're funding. And then they threatened the Russians to blow up the Olympics if they didn't play ball. I mean, this is hiding in plain view. The Saudis, the head of their intelligence, literally do not care.
Well, Alex, you know, in the United States, as your previous guest outlined, they've got a police state to protect Americans from some kind of existential threat. Meanwhile, Prince Bandar and the Saudis are openly threatening the leaders in the UK and around the world with terrorism, using all kinds of nasty bombs to kill people. And David Cameron doesn't say anything about it. Barack Obama doesn't say anything about it. So they're right there is an open admission that they are terrorists. Bandar's a terrorist. Cameron's a terrorist.
Stay there.
Obama's
wow, this is heavy. This
These
is heavy.
These are the terrorists. Alex.
We got to go to break. You're right. They're terrorists.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I cannot believe I'm on the radio. I cannot believe we're reaching 15 million people a week, conservatively, one way or another. They're XM, AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I can't believe I'm talking to people like Geraldo Rivera yesterday and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Ted Cruz and Charlie Sheen and Willie Nelson and everything between. I can't believe I'm talking to folks like you out there. But more importantly, I can't believe that the establishment is so naked now in their corruption. They just admit in all these financial publications we cover that they created the tens of trillions of debt to sign us onto it to make us slaves. I mean, I listen to Bloomberg Financial, and they have guys up there bragging, oh, the public will never stop us. You know, we've got them leveraged, and it's the way it is, and we're holding all the pension funds. Ha, ha, ha. They don't even hide this stuff. They go on CNBC every day now and say, we're run by foreign banks. They've conquered everything. The insurance companies are happy. Ah, ha, ha. They're, you know, their stocks doubled in 3 years. Ah, ha, ha. And what I don't get is even with, like, Hitler and Stalin and other bad guys, they wouldn't brag publicly. And that's something that really gets to me. John Corzine didn't get criminally charged, just like Max Keiser said 2 years ago he wouldn't, stealing billions in private money. It is insanity. And then they're openly training to take on the American people, openly saying we're terrorists if we're not total criminals. I mean, you read this stuff, it's like absurdist beyond satire. If I'd read Kurt Vonnegut's satire, which I did 20 years ago, and then got to talk to Kurt Vonnegut, and he sent me some art. I'm not bragging. It's just so weird that I talked to him before he died, and he was a listener. If Kurt Vonnegut wrote stuff this absurdist in the 50s or 60s, no one would believe it. Even as absurdist, it would be too absurd. But then I look at people that aren't awake, who are just into football or whatever, and I get why it's happening. But Max, you were getting into Bandar Bush. We're going to pull up some of these articles. Bandar Bush is his nickname. He's such big buddies with the Bushes. Coming out and saying, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to bomb London. And that's in the mainstream news there. And then you've got a few weeks ago, Bandar, the head of intelligence for the Saudis, former ambassador to the U.S., says we will blow up the Olympics if you don't. They publicly are financing the jihadis in Syria. Our militaries are waking up. What is really going on here? And why are these elites so arrogant, Max Keiser?
Well, I mean, he got away with 9/11, didn't he? I mean, most of the hijackers were Saudi. And we know Prince Bandar and Buzzy Krongard and Tony Blair were traded. Listen, I'll tell you something, Alex Jones. Within a few months, there's a book coming out by a friend of mine who's already had a very, very popular book. It went to the top of the bestseller list in the New York Times. It's a new book. He showed me the galleys. Chapter one talks about his eyewitness account being in the room in the CIA discussing trading inside information on the days ahead of 9/11. He's talking about Bandar. He talks about Tony Blair. He talks about Buzzy Krongard. This is coming out in a few months. You should get him on your show. He asked me, you know, I've already said more than I probably should have. But what we're doing is we want to get Tony Blair in The Hague and bring him up on charges of
By the way, let's go back. I promise you'll get into this and talk about your thing you're doing with the member of parliament, but let's stop right there.
Yeah.
I know that Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, the subdirector, did make the bets on United and American at their peak 2 weeks before, set for that day.
Right. And we know that Prince Bandar was also making bets on those.
By the way, that came out in the German news. That's confirmed. In Der Spiegel. So you have a, you tell us about the author, because for his own safety now, you've seen the book. It's not out yet. Tell us the name and everything, because I want to get him on.
This is a former CIA insider. This is a former CIA insider who showed me the galleys of a book. It's coming out. I know the publisher in New York. I met his publisher in New York, and he had a bestseller less than 3 years ago. On the top of the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, well, they know who it is, Max. So now that you've said this, we got to say the name.
No, I can't, because I'm not going to say any more, because it would completely upset their. He showed this to me confidence. The only reason I mention it is because Bandar and Tony Blair are such scoundrels. But now with George Galloway's project, and I want to get into it here because he's already raised 126,000 pounds on Kickstarter for his film. It's called The Killing of Tony Blair. He talks about the killing financially that Tony Blair has made by trading on inside information based on 9/11 is not part of that film yet. I wanted to get him into it. But he does talk about Tony Blair making money, trading blood for oil, about all of his associations and friends in Parliament and around the world. The Killing of Tony Blair on Kickstarter. So they got about 127,000 pounds raised. There's only 5 days left. But the point of this film is to get Tony Blair into The Hague and get him arrested for crimes against humanity, which he's definitely committed. He's been part of a genocide. And this is what this film is all about. So George Galloway, as you know, he's a sitting member of Parliament. He has been extremely active in the anti-war coalition. And it is because of him and alternative media that the British Parliament voted no to invading Syria on August 30th. And of course, when I say alternative media, I mean global alternative media, including Alex Jones. You know, you were just in the UK. You were on the Andrew Neil show. He made an incredible stir. A lot of people thought it was, they were gobsmacked. Who is this guy? But it did get people's attention and heads were turned and opinions were changed. And so you, alternative media, George Galloway, saved lives. They stopped David Cameron.
In fact, that's why I wanted to get you on a few weeks ago. And how big a deal is it that usually England, the UK, is at the tip of the spear of any new imperial war? That sent shockwaves around the world. Why did the power structure over there, for the first time since 1880 something, when they gave up fighting us here in the US, for the first time in 200 plus years, they stood down? Why?
That's exactly right. Because they're panicking, because there's a sea change in Britain, because they've had the austerity. See, in America, they tried to print all the money, and they've caused the reaction to the crisis was to print money, to print food stamps, and to try to paper over the crisis. And they've just led to more crisis like that. Now they've shut down the government. In the UK, they tried something called austerity. So there's a lot of people, the majority of people living here in the UK, they can't afford to heat their homes. People are going to be frozen to death on the street this winter because of George Osborne and David Cameron. That was their reaction to the crisis. Now that the people have woken up, because of alternative media, they are voting down the constituents, the MPs. They're hearing from their constituents all over Britain, and they're saying, we don't want these wars for Prince Bandar anymore. We don't want these policies that make the bankers in the city wealthy anymore. And there's a sea change here in Britain. And Galloway's new project, The Killing of Tony Blair on Kickstarter, is going to be a film that will be on the festival circuit. And the thing about it, Alex, is that here in the UK, George Galloway does not get anywhere near the press attention he gets around the world because of the global alternative media influence that I have, that you have, that others have. He has now been able to raise about $200,000 to make a documentary. And the sole purpose of this documentary is to put Tony Blair, take him to The Hague, and have him convicted of war crimes. And there's a good chance that this could succeed. So people have a chance now to vote with their pocketbook, put up $5 or $10, and help get this thing funded even more than what the original goal was, because they want to increase the production values and they want it played at Sundance and other festivals, et cetera. So everyone's had an impact. The global alternative media has had an impact. You have, I have, and George Galloway is our man in government. He's our man in the House of Commons. He represents what we're talking about. So here's a chance now to let this entire momentum going after Tony Blair. I remember when I was living in Paris, Donald Rumsfeld came to a meeting and there was 50 or 60 Parisians running around Paris trying to catch him because he's wanted for war crimes. Had they caught him, he would now be in The Hague facing war crimes, but he was able to elude capture when he was in Paris. Tony Blair, it's a similar situation. He is violated human rights laws all over the world. There's a posse looking for him. George Galloway is going to make a film. It's called The Killing of Tony Blair on Kickstarter. People can put up $5 or $10 to contribute to the film and be a part of history, because it's a sea change. As your previous guest has alluded to, there's really now, we're at war now. There's no pretense that there's going to be any...
Sure, sure. And you know, in the past, many years ago, I could get George Galloway on when the media was spinning what he said or what he stood for. He's a great speaker. I agree with a lot of what he has to say. But now that you're here on my show raising money for his film, I would hope that, because we have his phone number, his office number, I would hope that you talk to his folks over there and get him on the show himself to try to, you know, promote his film.
Done deal.
Yeah, I want to do that because it is important to go after Tony Blair. He is a particularly nasty creature. I think of him as kind of the British Obama, this fake liberal who can get away with so much more because the left stands down. What do you think is happening to Obama and the general awakening? Because I'm not trying to put good spin on this. I cannot tell you how many famous people have contacted me and prominent people and generals and Hollywood folks and business people. I mean, I didn't even know Geraldo Rivera was going to apologize to me during a break and halfway do it on air saying, Alex, you deserve an apology from everybody. You know, you were right about all this tyranny and the NSA and so much. I think I made it safe for people who already knew what was going on to start to say more and more. And now I'm hearing Rush Limbaugh say it looks like a frame job on Syria. You got Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. You've got mainline national radio. Glenn Beck now sounds like me, which is great. I'm great. I mean, he literally takes my show and then re-airs it in the morning, but through his voice. That's wonderful. I mean, I'm seeing, and I'm not saying I get the credit. I'm just part of that. I'm seeing mega maps of success on every front via the ripples, thanks to DrudgeReport.com helping us and others. But my point is, we're in the middle of a revolution of awakening. It's so big. And I know the power structure has got to be aware of that.
Well, yeah, like I said, in the UK, they're panicking. So Tony, you know, Cameron is readjusting his policies to try to buy votes. And as in the way I described it, they have a thing called Help to Buy. It's a Ponzi scheme for real estate. They're accelerating it to the present to try to inflate this housing bubble, which will guaranteed pop within 24 months. But I mean, look at the U.S. economy for a second. Take a step back, because the government shut down in the U.S. Well, what happened on Wall Street? It went up. Not only did it go up, but Carl Icahn, who's a billionaire, shyster, tweeted that he talked to the CEO of Apple Computer about $150 billion stock buyback of Apple Computer stock to help Carl Icahn, who incidentally bought billions of dollars worth of Apple stock. This is open trading on inside information, open market manipulation, using cash that Apple has offshore because they don't want to pay tax to the American people on the cash offshore that they made selling products to the American people. They don't have jobs for the American people. They have their products slave made in China. And here you have Carl Icahn doing deals, $150 billion deal on a day that the government closes. What does that tell you? It tells you that there's two economies in America. There's one economy, which is Carl Icahn, Apple Computer, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. They have access to unlimited amounts of money from the Federal Reserve Bank at 0% interest rate, and they can just print all the money they want for themselves all day long. And then there's the other economy, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck, of which I believe 60% of America, don't quote me on that, but something on that order is living paycheck to paycheck.
I think it's 67%, but yeah. And then on top of it, Iowa not pressing charges against Stratcom officer, the head of the nuclear weapons of the United States, regarding fake casino chips. I mean, it's just the government is so corrupt, it makes your head spin.
Well, there's the American dream, and then there's the Saudi dream. Okay, the Saudi dream is where you don't need the people because you just have a few slave pump oil. You don't need the people. And that's why in Saudi Arabia, you have 5,000 princes, and everyone else lives in destitute and poverty. And then there's the American dream. The American dream is now the Saudi dream. You have 5,000 princelings who can go to the Federal Reserve. They don't pump oil. They pump money. They can pump all the money they want all day long for themselves. And they don't need workers. They don't need tax revenue. They don't need GDP. They don't need you. They don't need 250, 270 million Americans to have a job and pay taxes because they don't need that money. The total
all they need is drones and huge armored vehicles being delivered to every city and preparations for absolute war against the people.
Well, that's tax revenue in the U.S. is something on the order of $3 trillion. The Federal Reserve has close to $4 trillion of that in debt on its $800 trillion in derivatives around the world. The American people don't generate enough tax revenue for people like Carl Icahn to give a hoot. They just don't matter anymore. They don't add enough.
No, that's right. That's right. They've stolen over 1.5 quadrille and they're sitting there with space-based particle beams and weapons, and they're running around saying, we're going to merge the computers and be God. On Wired Magazine, the head of Google is saying, I will be God. And the only question is, when do they release the bioweapon to wipe us all out, as they say they're getting ready to do?
Well, if they thought, if they needed the taxes paid by the workers to fund the economy, the government, and the businesses, they would not be out there with tanks killing
Well,
people.
Here's the only reason they can't release the bioweapons right now, and they're very upset about it, and they say they are. By the way, if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, I'm not joking about all this. They're on record saying this stuff. Is the Russians, and I'm not loving the Russians, but they're not under total globalist control. They've got nuclear weapons. The globalists run China now. They're working with them. All that's left, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is Russia standing between us and psychopathic bankers that have nuclear weapons.
Well, who's the peace broker in Syria? Was Russia. Who's the peace broker in Iran? Russia. Who's probably going to bring peace between Israel and Palestine? Russia. So here you got a guy, Vladimir Putin, who should get the Nobel Peace Prize because he's actually promoting peace. But no, Barack Obama, who sends drones into Pakistan and around the world for a quick buck so he can go golfing on the weekend, he gets the Peace Prize. Makes no sense.
But it is true. I mean, look at Karzine. He made 401 bets with other people's money, former head of Goldman Sachs, head of MF Global. And you predicted it, and so did Gerald Celente, who actually had his money taken. He did not get in any trouble. These people...
Here's another prediction that I made and a few other people made, Peter Schiff and others. There was a talk a couple of weeks ago about the taper. They were going to taper quantitative easing. I said very vocally, and other people like Peter Schiff said, that you can't taper a Ponzi scheme because it would collapse overnight.
No, they're only going to accelerate it.
That's right. They're going to increase that $85 billion a month that they're buying of government bonds to keep the bond market afloat in this huge Ponzi scheme. It's going to be increased. And they use the money that they get from the Fed that they don't pay any money on. Again, they don't need the workers. They don't need your taxes. They don't need your labor. They just need you to be good little prisoners and be spied on all day and don't protest. That's what they need you to do.
Because in their argument is they've already stolen the world. It's theirs. We're just here eating their resources. That's how they say it. And so they're just getting ready to kill us. They're going, as soon as we can take down Russia, the bioweapons being released. You know, the drones ready to disperse it over the cities are ready. And the minute we take down Russia, you're all dead. Our bunkers are built. And the minute we take down Russia, we're going to kill everybody. It's Moonraker time. Does that sound fun? Max, is that it?
Well, remember, Russia is aligned with China and Iran. So good luck with that.
China's in the hip pocket of the globalist, I'm telling you. They're all the way... They're Lemmy Winks right now. We'll be right back with Max Keiser. Stay with us. That's from South Park.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Nations rise and fall. A nation that's evil 100 years ago will be good 100 from now. A nation that's good today will be bad 50 years from now. We go through cycles. Russia is going through a cycle where they're corrupt, they're Wild West, but they're pro-family, pro-Christ. They're trying to find their morals. They've been through 80 years of living hell. Meanwhile, we're in a very decadent cycle and have psycho demons running everything. And I just get chills when I think about it, how much trouble we're in. I have three children, and I didn't mean to get emotional right now. These people, I don't even hate them. I just want them off my back. And then I look at the public who doesn't have any idea how much trouble we're in, and it makes me sick. And how this is going to hurt poor people. I don't like seeing people poor. I really do want to build people up. And I know that real free market does it, not crony corruption. Rand Paul offers glimmer of hope. Ahmed shut down, tries to come up with a plan to have some type of conference committee. Obama says no, wants to go forward, because any shutdown actually lets him create a bigger crisis. Oath Keepers is going operational with a plan to try to save the country. Read that at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's article that's getting no attention, needs a lot of it. Insurance giants see stocks soar on launch of Obamacare. Totally sick. Geraldo Rivera says his health care has doubled, along with his crews, since Obamacare went in. That is, by the way, here's the headline, Geraldo Rivera, Libertarian Views on the War on Drugs. No, the headline is, he talked about government drug dealing and admitted that they were there growing the opium. That's the big, he's an eyewitness to government drug production, was the headline yesterday. I told the crew I wanted a headline on that, but it's not a big deal. Whatever. It's like reality so sensational, we like take it and then water it down. We might as well become the mainstream media. But that video is up on Infowars.com right now. We're going to go back to Max Keiser here in a moment, but we have this video that's up on Infowars.com. They're blocking all the national parks, including the Veterans Memorial, which is just a, you don't need any security there. And they're telling World War II vets that were already coming on buses, they couldn't be there. So the World War II vets are going past the police. And I guess, you know, like Ceausescu in Romania or V for Vendetta fiction, the police are backing off and aren't arresting them. World War II vet knocks over shutdown barrier to visit memorial, and now more are doing it. And, of course, they have cops there to tell people they can't be there, though. That's not being shut down. Max Keiser, your take on this.
Well, you know, the government shutdown is a travesty, of course. But like I said earlier, it proves with the stock market rising and these multi-hundred-billion-dollar deals that there's a class of people in America that does not need taxpayers. They don't need workers. And the sooner they exterminate them, the better. We've seen it before. You scapegoat a group of people, you exterminate them. It's the final solution. It's coming to America. That's why I don't live in America. It's too freaking dangerous. It's run by kleptocrats, and there's no upside there. I've seen the Grand Canyon. So
I'll say this. People are awake in America. They're even more awake in England, which is surprising. And the police, like half the police were listeners. I mean, you were there, but I had like MI5 showing up, giving me intel that turned out to be true. I've talked to police that off record were absolutely hating the Bilderbergs.
I'll tell you why. It's because in the UK, they have something called the working class. There are blue collar workers, cops, firemen, people who work in hospitals, teachers, professors, to they're working class. They have that in Britain. They don't have that in America anymore. You've got the destitute and the fabulous. Nothing in between.
But I will say this. I mean, the British establishment people got that the guys were in there screwing them.
Because they're middle class, common sense people.
Stay there, Max Keiser. We're going to come back. By the way, it's almost sold out. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement, InfoWarsLife.com. Get it today, and it supports the broadcast. Special broadcast tonight. Almost forgot. 7 o'clock live, hour and a half, covering all the shutdown. PrisonPlanet.tv tonight. Special transmission.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I get so mad at myself. I should have been plugging the entire 3 hours that we're doing a live special hour and a half transmission with special reports, the latest on the government shutdown. We'll know a lot by this evening of exactly where all this is going. Big roundup with myself, Jakari Jackson, Gigi Arnetta, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, John Bound. Again, yours truly. We've got some special guests we're lining up as well and a bunch of special reports. It may go 2 hours, but 7 o'clock live. We go live sometimes, but a lot of times it's mainly taped before, and then we have a few live pieces here and there. But it's going to be live special transmission tonight. Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com is our guest. You can find that Kickstarter campaign, what I think is a very worthy goal to try to get a movement going. And a film can do that, to have war crimes on Tony Blair and make him run to Paraguay down there with the Bushes. I've had Dr. Corsi on, who did a lot of black ops work, obviously, folks. You know, his family grew up with the Kennedys and stuff, just to leave it at that and move forward. Coming out saying the Bushes and the Saudis and all these countries, New World Order, and the government's corrupt and murderous and they're staging terror, and sounds just like me. He always knew that. Geraldo Rivera always knew what was going on. Now it's safe because everybody's waking up. Now all these prominent people can go public. That's why you've got to hit the barbed wire first. You've got to do like Max Keiser's done, who's sometimes more radical than I am. It's accurate what he says, but he's got bigger huevos, rancheros than I do. You've got to tell it so that it makes it safe for other people to come behind you. Then you reach critical mass. And in closing, Max Keiser, I think we're reaching critical mass.
Yeah, well, I think we are because, again, I just returned to what's happening in the UK. They stopped that going into war, which was the first time in 200 years. The people in the UK are definitely awake. And the people in the U.S. are now starting to get awake, I think. And the economics are such where the wholesale confiscation of wealth from the middle to the top is becoming more than just an inconvenience. It's becoming a huge social issue because people are now suffering in the millions all over the world, including the U.S. and the U.K. So these people are now trying to figure out what went wrong, how to get things back. I mean, the Obamacare is a disaster basically for one simple reason. They're taking healthcare and they're turning it into a stock market. So all the abuse of the past 20 years has been this monetization of corporations and municipalities, everything that they do, turning it into a market, a stock market of some kind, and then it becomes manipulated by stock market manipulators. So the idea of turning healthcare into a stock market was concocted by stockbrokers. I, as a former stockbroker, have already figured out 20 different ways to game this healthcare system and to make money on it by trading it as a stock market, of course. And that's why people who are in the stock market business, and that's the number one business in the UK and the US is financialization, finance, is they love it because they're going to make a bundle. And meanwhile, prices are going to go up. All those prices today that people are saying, I'm saving money in my healthcare, that's like the teaser rate when the credit card says, here's 4%, but in a year from now, it's going to go to 27%.
It's like an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. So in a year from now, everyone's healthcare will be higher than it is, than it ever has been. Healthcare is only going one way. And as your reporter, very accurately pointed out, all the healthcare insurance stocks boomed today. I mean, that's another huge bailout of the healthcare industry, another huge gift to a rapacious, invidious, a sociopathic group of kleptocrats by the Obama administration. How much billions and hundreds of billions is it going to give to the kleptocracy, the worst elements of society? When is it going to end with this psychopath?
And they're not just stealing it. They openly work to shut down our economy because they know making us poor makes us where we can't fight them. I mean, they are just... They are just the worst.
In Iraq, they put on the sanctions and then they bombed them to kingdom come. This is the equivalent. Obamacare is the equivalent of sanctions before they come in and just pick up the dirt and the dust and go to the ovens.
I'm going to use that analogy. You're absolutely right. We're under total siege. Max Keiser, thank you so much for your time. An amazing mind. What an amazing person. And you're amazing as well, listeners. God bless you all. See you tonight, 7 o'clock live.